That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Podcast.
Hi guys, hello, we're everyone. Starting in the middle of a conversation as I don't even know why. I'm like wearing my pajamas per use on, you know, Zoom or remotely, whatever we like to call it. And I'm wearing a shirt of Rhode Island sayings, like how they say things versus how like the rest of America says things. And Naz goes, I go, oh yeah, Jared got me as a joke Christmas gift. And then she goes, he got it for you
as a Christmas gift?
I'm like, yeah, like, that's what like husbands do. They give you like a joke Christmas gift as part of your Christmas gifts.
As part of the other things. Okay, yeah. See, I didn't know. There was no context when I made my facial expression.
No, I said
I was
like, a joke
whoa,
Christmas
is that
gift,
the Christmas gift? Because to me, that's like a Saturday morning gift. Like, hey, I saw this
right
at the gas station and
yeah,
I thought
yeah, yeah
of you or something.
But
sort
knowing
of
Ashley, that shirt gift will be in her wardrobe for the rest of her life because if Jerry got her
it
or mommy got her it,
forever
then she can't
ever
get rid of it.
In yep Rhode Island, we have it forever.
So what are the sayings, Ash? What are the sayings?
Okay, hold on. We're going to go over the sayings after one thing that just sparked some thought. Becca Martinez, she mm-hmm posted something about people who are nostalgic and sentimental to gifts from other people and like what you should do.
That's mm-hmm literally your personality.
Yeah, I yeah know. Just I'm so sentimentally attached to all gifts. And she said, like, this is like an expert organizer, blah, blah, blah. They said, like, you should, if you're not going to actually use them and wear them, you definitely should give them away because it'll always remind you of the guilt that you have towards not liking the gift of somebody.
To get it
on
your face.
You.
Yeah. So, but I feel like you like every.
I usually like everything.
Have you gotten a sentimental gift that you don't like?
No, but I guess it's like time to get rid of it. Do you know what I mean? Like there's a couple of shirts that my mom got me that like they were really cute at the time and I wore them at the time of the gifting. Mm-hmm. But now like 5 years later, they're very out of fashion.
Or
and
like the NSYNC kitchen towel I got you. Like it's probably time to get rid of that.
No,
oh, no.
That's my favorite towel. It absorbs so better than any other. And
wait,
it's a
really
nice black and white.
Wait, so it's actually functional? It's not just fashionable?
I find it to be
we
the most
that
absorbing. You know what?
I thought it was
too
cheaper
towel-y. It'll like towels like are really just good for the wet body. Not really anything else. You really do need a dish rag for everything else.
I think we need to do a deep dive on towels.
Oh my God. Come back next week and talk about towels.
We have never discussed this in depth, and I think there's a lot to say here.
Okay.
I think it's
we just
hard
have to remember
find
to go back to the initial conversation.
We always do.
Okay.
We always do 23 minutes in.
Okay.
We're like, so back to giraffes.
Yeah.
Anyways, so I, you know how there's like a sort of staple mattress, like we've heard of like Casper and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And there's like, I feel like there's a lot of staple companies for different things. And there
yeah
isn't like a staple company for a towel. And I think someone needs to invent the perfect towel that everyone buys. Don't send me the ones you get on Amazon to my Instagram, like whatever. I know mm-hmm I can find a good towel, but I feel like, first of all, growing up in my family, to this day, this is a reason why I hate going home. My parents are so cheap. The towels are so old. They're not fluffy. They're not even big enough for my body.
Same.
They're not big enough for my body, and I'm 5'2". So if this towel isn't wrapping around me, who is this towel for? A fairy? Like, why do they even make towels that
size? It's just little washcloths. Oh, wait, now.
It's literally a washcloth. Like, I'm bathing myself with a dish towel, or drying myself with a dish towel, excuse me. And we need, like, large fluffy.
Ashley has really good ones.
Towels.
Yes, Ashley has good, huge ones that are almost too big, quite honestly. But no, she stained them. Like, no, they've got bleach all over them.
And she still keeps
them. But they're all there.
Okay,
they're
so
all
I
there.
Figured out what that was. So first I thought it was because we had that communal washer and dryer in the old apartment. And, like, somebody must have had, like, bleach remnants on it. And then it ruined all my towels. But then I found that Panoxyl, my favorite face wash, actually has it's quite classically known for this.
Quite classically.
Yeah.
You know,
so
quite
yes, my expensive Crate and Barrel towels that I got off my registry for my wedding
them yourself.
Were destroyed by myself. But listen, Naz, the answer to your question is this, or to your ponder. The Crate and Barrel ones, which are quite expensive and that I wouldn't buy for myself,
they are good.
They're good and they're absorbent and they're warm.
So that's a Christmas gift, something you don't want to buy yourself, but would be very nice to have.
But this isn't a solution to the problem. The problem is that there should be an affordable towel for everyone.
So you're saying, like, you know how the bedding companies have, like, rebranded. Like, it's like,
yeah, like, I shouldn't be paying $200 just to dry myself off for an activity or a thing that I have to do every day. Like, it shouldn't be $200 to, like, properly dry myself with something I love. And then the waffle towels, you know, the waffle, like, sort of texture, it's stunning. But I don't think that they get the job done as well as, like, a fluffy.
Yes, but sometimes they're too soft and then they give you that, like, icky feeling. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, kind of like if this blanket, this soft blanket touched you.
Oh, yeah, where it's not
you don't
drying.
Want a blanket
There's no
texture.
Traction. There's
no traction. Exactly.
But that's why there needs to, we should come out with an I don't get it towel. Or like a get it towel, which is like the perfect towel. And we'll be like the Kim Kardashian, the Skims of towels, where we
don't give her,
like,
another idea. We need that idea.
We just, you like all three of us experiment for months. Like we spend months of
working on this formula and I finally perfected the formula.
Yeah. And now people in Sri Lanka make it for us.
Oh my God.
We don't want that part.
But, it's going to be me. And that's how you got high prices. You know, you got to make it here. Okay. But do you use washcloths, Naz? Because this is like a kind of polarizing topic.
This is a great, I don't get it. I don't.
Yeah, me neither. Weird?
No. See, my mom thinks I'm gross.
It's a generational thing.
When I stay at someone's house and they have one, I go, is it bad that I don't use that to bathe myself? Uh-huh. I use my hands. Is that weird?
I use my hands too.
Yeah, same. I've been using my hands since like sixth grade when my mom would always be like, here's a washcloth.
You're washing your hands and you're washing your body.
Your vagina, like your-
And I'd be like, mom, I like don't understand the purpose of this washcloth. It feels icky. Yeah.
It feels disgusting to me.
And so I use a loofah for a long time. Then the loofahs are apparently like very non-hygienic. So I just am like, okay, hands work.
So I use a loofah just for my pits and a little bit of my back. Cause I remember someone saying that they never washed their back in high school. And that grossed me out. So I always think of that comment and I'm like, I got to wash my back. But the dish towel is disgusting to me because it's like, it's just smelling like your armpits and vagina and it's just drying.
It's very dry, very rough down there.
I didn't even think about it smelling like your vagina, but like that's gross.
I mean, it wouldn't because there's soap on it, but that's what my brain thinks it smells like. Does that make sense when I look at one? It doesn't mean that it actually does, but it just feels unsanitary to me. And they look sad. They look droopy and sad.
Yes, they are definitely droopy.
And there's nowhere to put them.
Bubby has washcloths, just like mom. But when I look at a Bubby washcloth, I think that's been on Bubby's vagina a billion times. Yes. I'm not going to put that same washcloth on my vagina.
On your face.
Or my face or anything. Don't hand me a washcloth that has definitely been on my uncle's balls or my grandmother's vagina.
But what about mom and dad? You're okay with
that. I don't know. It's I don't want to think about that either. But, you know.
Anyone. Even if you came over my house, like it's disgusting.
Yeah, this is your hand.
To have a towel out and to, because it, even if I go to your house to like wash my hands and I want to like dry my face, like I'm like, is Jared's balls or Ashley's vagina been on this towel? Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I think about that with towels, like other people's towels, because they can dry off those areas.
Anyway, that's interesting.
Do you guys remember Towelie from South Park?
Yeah, of course we remember Towelie. No, Ashley doesn't remember Towelie.
The only famous towel I can think of.
Our next partner is AG1, the daily foundational nutrition supplement that supports whole body health. I drink it almost every day. I do really like it. I like the taste and I love the energy it gives me. I gave AG1 a try because, well, I've heard so many good things about it. And not only does it give me energy, it's got immune system support. I love the fact that I don't have to bother necessarily with like pills and vitamins, a ton of those, because they have so much of what you need in this one drink. I drink the AG1 first thing in the morning, usually after coffee. It should be on an empty stomach, and it makes me feel so ready to take on the day. And I just feel like you did it. You got some goods in.
Okay, so can I tell you how I feel when I take AG1? Because yes. It literally makes you feel like Superwoman. So before AG1 entered my life, my friends, I'm all about saving time. Like, I'm like, how can I get more time in my life to do nothing? So before AG1, I would always like take this supplement and then this vitamin and then put MCT in my coffee. And then I got to put flax seeds in my tea. And blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. AG1, are you ready for this? Has everything in one scoop. I'm talking daily multivitamin, minerals, probiotics for gut health, adaptogens, and a greens blend literally in one scoop of powder. It helps me save so much time. It makes my life so much easier. All I have to do is add one scoop in the morning. I don't know. I don't know what better selling point you can have than that, because it takes
I have one work.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
75. There's 75 high quality vitamins, probiotics, and whole food source ingredients.
If you're looking for a simpler, effective investment for your health, try AG1 and get 5 free AG1 travel packs and a free 1-year supply of vitamin D with your first purchase. So go to ag1.com/get it. That's drinkag1.com/get it. Check it out. Okay, so we were talking about gifts and
Rhode Island.
And giving gifts away and all that stuff. So why I don't get it, we were discussing this with Ashley. I don't remember who else. But when someone brings like a bottle of wine to your house or something, I don't know, it could be anything. Do you feel like you have a dessert? Do you feel like you have to open it and eat it or drink it with them there? Or is that just a gift that you can consume at any time? Or is that like, oh, let me open the bottle you brought?
Naz, this is your question, because we've already kind of, I don't really have an answer. My dad, who like is our encyclopedia of life, says that you're supposed to open it. And I didn't know that at all.
Yeah, oh my God, this is such a good question, because I feel like the answer is you're supposed to open it, but I don't think that's what I do. I think if someone gives me wine, I'm like, great, I'm putting this in my fridge for next time someone comes over. Exactly. I don't gotta buy shit.
Yes, exactly.
But then it's like they brought it over. I think the context is how many people are at this gathering. If it's just a friend coming over and they give you wine and dessert, I think you eat the dessert with them. And you save the wine for yourself. I think if you're having a party or a dinner with more than just one like guest party coming, I think you have to like give it to the rest.
I understand
of
that.
I'll give you a riddle here. Does that make sense?
Because we want the dessert. We don't want the wine. That's our personality.
I don't drink. Yeah, because we don't.
I'll give you the direct dilemma. A couple months ago, I had a friend over.
The direct dilemma. Your alliterations are so
thank you.
Nice today.
So she comes over. I had a bottle of rosé already here, and then guess what she brings?
Rosé.
I mean, and I had it out like as like a selection. Mm. I was like, I have a red, I have a rosé, and then and she brought over a rosé. And I was like, oh, shit. In this moment, with my dad's voice echoing in my head, I go, which one do we open? So I left it up to her.
This is like, we are Seinfeld, like, in female form. We are literally Seinfeld.
So what would you guys do in that situation?
Like, what? Oh, fuck. I would ask them.
I don't think either was called.
Well, then you open hers.
Okay. I would ask.
Yeah, like, which one do you
want? I'd say, hey, which one do you want?
Mm-hmm. We just like with that exact inflection. Hey, which one do you want?
Hey, which one do you want? I wish I knew about wine to the level that I don't even drink. I just wish I knew like tasting a wine if it was like a $5 one or in a $1 million.
I'll never be able to do that.
And I literally don't have the palate for it. That's why I always go for orange wine. I'm so into orange wine. It's like funky. Rosé is like too sweet for me. And then I love a dry white wine that's freezing with like oysters and pasta. And then I love like a nice cab with like dark with meat. And then that's it. But otherwise, I want orange wine.
I really just like the cold, dry white is the only thing that I could ever consume, probably.
I gave up on the fact of I gave up on trying wine. Like, I've just decided that I don't like it, and I like cocktails. I love cocktails, but I don't like wine.
But if, this is so funny because during the pandemic, remember you were like sharing on the podcast, Ashley, you're like, I think I've turned into my mom. I just like can't, I look forward to a glass of wine at the end of every day. So when did this change? When did you move to cocktails? When Audrey's opened?
No, I don't know. Maybe he was just living in Rhode Island and like beach weather.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I'm lying. I think.
Oh, like it's more cocktail friendly over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not going to.
It's like refreshing and
you're also
Sprite.
In the summertime.
Do you remember when we had that conversation about Sprite?
Sprite. Yep. I got a lot of people DMing the definition.
Which apparently we're just so wrong.
Yeah, the word Sprite. I still don't know. What does it mean again?
It definitely means nothing that Lauren and I thought it was. It doesn't mean refreshing at all.
Oh, it's so funny because I told you I went on a mushroom bike ride in Venice, which was so fun. And I met a new friend whose family lives in Rhode Island. And he's in Rhode Island now. And I go, Rhode Island just reminds me of Adirondack.
That's all it is.
Am I saying that right?
Well, exactly. I just want a cocktail, a sparkling, lightly pastel color
on an Adirondack chair.
It's so...
An Adirondack
chair. Am I saying it correctly?
Did he... Adirondack.
So literally... His name's Adam, so now I call him Adam Rondack.
That's cute.
And Adam Rondack literally sent me a photo of an... sitting on an Adam Rondack chair as soon as he got there. And I'm like, does everyone in Rhode Island own this chair?
It's funny because when you land at the Providence Airport, there's rocking Adirondack chairs.
Are you fucking kidding me?
That's so true, Laura.
What is the origin of the Adirondack chair? And if you're listening to this and you're like, what the fuck is that?
I think Google. Everybody knows what that is.
Think
no?
of like the whitest built chair. That's like it's like a picnic chair that like you sit in front of a lake.
It's always in front of a lake.
It's a lake chair.
Well, let's go back to Rhode Island now with my shirt.
Okay.
These dumb expressions. Okay, apparently a milkshake gets converted into cabinet.
I thought these were just like the way it's said in an accent.
No, not necessarily. Okay, so it says dinner. They say the supper, but like I literally have never heard anybody say supper around here or supper.
Supper.
Yeah.
Then there's basement is cellar, which I don't know if anybody said a cellar.
But no, those aren't a stretch. Supper, cellar. Okay. I'm with you, but cabinet.
Living
the
room.
Is that?
The parlor. Yeah.
I've never heard that.
I've never heard of anybody say parlor. This must be like the last generation.
I know, because I can picture Fred, Jared's dad, saying this. Yeah. All these words.
Yeah, that's true.
If he had a cellar, he'd say cellar.
If he had a parlor,
well, he does.
If he had a parlor. He doesn't have a cellar.
Well, they do have a cellar. And maybe he does call it that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, these are like, this is how Pauly D talks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's from Rhode Island. You know that, yeah.
I know.
That's literally why she said it.
Yeah. Okay, I just want to make sure.
I know.
She is fully Jared.
You guys,
now.
This is actually something they say. Are you ready for this? Mm-hmm. Like, this is what Jared called it in elementary school.
Oh, God.
The water fountain is called the bubbler.
Okay, yeah, that's
no.
what...
As in the bubbler. It's the bubbler.
Shannon told me that the other day. She was like, remember how much... water we used to drink at elementary school at the bubbler. And I was like, excuse me, I know what you're saying. And I'm not going to be like, what the fuck? But like, bubbler?
You should have said, pardon me?
There aren't even bubbles at a water fountain.
No.
Like, there's no, like, where did that come from?
Water fountain makes so much sense.
The bubbler.
So the bubbler.
Okay. The bubbler. Oh my God. At Audrey's. I'm such a genius. You should write this down. I literally have the best ideas.
The
at
bubbler?
Audrey's, you should have a water station called the bubbler.
That's cute.
That's not a bad idea.
Like, you know where people get water, like, out of the cups and they, do. I don't know if you have a water station. I've yet to fucking go to Audrey's, even though I tell everyone to go.
Oh,
it should be called the bubbler.
Yeah, that's cute. We should definitely do that. I mean, I won't go through all of these. They're not weird. This is weird. Traffic circle? The rotary?
No.
Rotary.
Do you have traffic circles ever in LA? There's no traffic circles in LA. I hate traffic circles. They have them a ton in DC.
There's a couple of them in Florida.
Yeah.
There's a lot in Kauai.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I don't know of any in LA.
Yeah, it's because they made their roads smart.
Wait, what was it called? The Rotary?
The Rotary. Yeah. Like what's a Rotary Club? What's a Rotary Club?
That just reminds me of notary, which the like Rotary I don't get Club. Notaries.
What the fuck is
a notary? You needed like a random person to notarize something that literally got training just to sign something. Like what the fuck was that?
I want to be a notary. A notary because you make like $300 an hour.
I don't get it.
Sir. You literally don't need to be anything. You could just be
you
like,
don't need to be anything.
You don't need a degree in anything. You just need to literally be like, I'm a notary.
Take a class, right?
I think so. You just like maybe take like one class and then you make them so many dollars.
And then you have a stamp, right? You just get a stamp.
I think
I know that it's like you have to go get it like notarized, which means that like, yeah, I know in getting things notarized, but like, yeah, there's no special like. They
but
have
Ashley,
no
do you know what that means
sort of
to
law.
Get something notarized?
Yeah.
Am like, I the only person
well
that doesn't know what it is?
All I know is that you go and get something signed. So it's like official and like.
I know the act of it, but what is it actually? Like, what is that person?
Let me
why
look
is
it
that
up.
Person certified, and why do you need it signed?
I don't know. Like, why does that person have any legitimacy? Okay, well, it's Google moment of the day.
Well, like, I know you have a notary when you're like buying a house. So, like, when you're signing all your papers, a witness is there to like see that you're signing these legal documents.
So, is it just an official witness? But the documents I needed signed were like for school and stuff. Like, what?
It's just that a notary is a person authorized to perform acts in legal affairs, in particular, witnessing signatures on documents.
So, to make sure that someone's not forging a signature,
yeah, probably
$300.
Probably.
So, you must have some sort of handwriting specialization.
No,
I think it's a stamp. Ashley, I think they just have.
I think it's a stamp too.
Here, the qualifications to become a notary in Virginia, at least, be 18 years old, be able to read and write, be a legal resident, and that's it.
Okay, Lauren, maybe they make.
I think I'm gonna do it.
Maybe they only have like business every other day.
Andrea, did you have to say something?
It's a 3-hour class. That's all it is, at least in Pennsylvania,
that's
which I'm looking at. They're probably the same everywhere. I think you all should get certified as notaries, and then we should start doing live shows where people can come for the live show and also get stuff notarized. We'll charge per thing.
Oh my God. 100%.
And we charge.
Yeah, and then we charge, yes.
Yeah. Except our notaries are 500.
Holy shiitake mushrooms.
Yeah.
Wait, did I tell you guys that
$500 per sign? But like, you don't pay. Like the person getting a paper notarized doesn't get.
No. That's not how much it is. Ashley, I was saying that's how much we would charge.
Oh, okay.
Did I tell you guys that I'm signing autographs at Comic-Con?
Well, I mean, I saw on your Instagram.
This Friday, as in next Friday.
The nerd bombers that watch.
No, so it's like
the Jareds of this world.
The Jareds of this world. So it's, I set it up like it's strictly me. Like my job didn't do anything.
Okay.
And I'm dying because I'm like, no one knows who I am.
That's my question.
Okay. So I was thinking of making a video of like how funny it's going to be. Like just me sitting there. No,
you could
coming.
Just like you should have a live stream going and just see how many
Jared and I
up.
Have basically been in that situation before.
Yeah, but Ashley, you and Jared are somebody's. Like I
know, like we've been to like a Barnes and Noble in New York, and like maybe eight people showed up for a reading. Okay,
But those eight people knew who you were. Like I bet you just random people may get in line and they're not going to know who I am. And I'm so curious to be like, do you even know who I
am?
Or no one shows up. There's like two case scenarios.
Or you have all of your weird stalkers that look at your feet pictures all day and they'll be the first in line.
Oh, my foot fetish. I need to make sure to wear open toed heels. Then.
Yes. Be like, oh, now you know me and you stick your foot out.
Am I missing something? Does she have feet fans?
She has a... you weren't here for this episode. She wasn't here for the
episode. Oh, Ashley, weren't here. So There's a wiki feet page of all my feet. I don't know who made it.
Well, that's because you have great feet.
Every time I think, I actually think I do have good feet. Anytime I upload a photo of my feet, it ends up on this page.
It goes directly to wiki feet. So yeah.
Like if you look, if you Google wiki feet Naz Perez, it's like anytime I'm at the beach.
So
like,
people
or just
are going to line
in high heels. I don't know. I don't know if those people would come. Okay. So Lauren, my hair. Has been so soft lately.
And a little bit more moisturized because it's not being dried out by other pillowcases that aren't silk.
Wait, how did you actually read my mind? Because I was going to tell you that I'm using an 100% award-winning mulberry silk pillowcase from Blissy. Mm-hmm. You guys, this pillowcase will make you want to make out with your pillow. It'll make you never want to wake up. No, I'm just kidding. That's a lie. Silk is just, it's game changer for me and my hair.
It is a different type of feel. It's so much better than any other pillowcase texture.
And it's the best way to sleep in the summer, I think, because it has these like naturally insulating properties. So you're like not sweating or overheating while you sleep. And we all know that like the country is just hot AF right now. So I really would definitely invest in getting a Blissy pillowcase.
So not only is it good for your hair and it doesn't like the breakage, any frizz, it helps prevent that stuff. But for me,
what did you just
it
say?
It helps prevent frizz.
Oh my God. I thought you said grays. I was like, no, that is a miracle. But yeah. I wish I could say the pillow did that.
So Blissy prevents gray. Also, we're kidding.
Yes. It's also great because it doesn't absorb the moisture from your face. So those skincare products, a lot of the times they get more in your pillowcase than they do in your actual pores. So say goodbye to those wrinkles. Your stuff is going to work better. And also the silk prevents like tugging and stuff on your skin. So you don't have to, you know, wake up with those sleep wrinkles.
I love that. It helps you with your hair. Jinx. But it's also hypoallergenic. So I'm like a allergy bitch over here. So like anything that's going to help me sneeze less, I can easily wash. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be using the silk pillowcase.
Yes.
Queen. Oh my God. It was also a New Beauty 2023 award winner. I love New Beauty. The New Beauty Awards I take so seriously.
That's why I said award winning at the beginning of this.
I know. But there's multiple awards and I didn't know that it was New Beauty was amongst those. I love that. So
friends, Blissy silk pillowcases are honestly the best silk pillowcases on the market. They have a ton of different prints and colors. They also make great gifts. You know how you're always like, oh, it's my friend's birthday. I don't know what to get them. It is the best gift because there's an option for literally everyone. I mean, men love them too. Anyone loves them. So they actually have over 1.5 million raving fans and you could be next. So you can try it right now risk-free for 60 nights at blissy.com/get it. And guess what? We're giving you an additional 30% off. That's blissy.com/get it to use our code get it to get an additional 30% off and sleep cooler this summer with Blissy. Wait, Ashley, we got to talk about you and Jared meeting Tom, and then I'll tell you about Ryan.
Okay. Are you sure? Like, this is going to be a story.
Yeah.
You ready for a story?
Why would I not be sure?
I'll try to make it as condensed as possible. Okay. But I'm kind of thrilled to be able to express this fully in one location. Okay. All right.
Like what?
So
like,
a couple
what
of days.
Otherwise, would we be doing? I'm so confused.
I wish I was thrilled about anything. Continue,
Lauren. You're thrilled about Halloween.
That's true. That's the only thing.
Okay, guys, bear with me as this might be one of those moments where like you're just so excited that you just like can't speak correctly. So we got invited through Showcase Cinemas, which is like a local-ish movie theater chain. And Tom Cruise has actually been like friendly with them as they're like a movie theater chain. And, you know, he loves movie theaters and like having to go to the theater. And then I think totally unrelatedly, Paramount reached out to us because we work with Paramount a lot. And they invited us to not just the actual premiere, which we were covering for Showcase. So we didn't really like need that. But they also invited us to a very, what they called initially, an intimate TikTok Q&A with Tom Cruise. Now, when you hear intimate, what do you think is the number?
Like 100 people.
Yeah, I say Lauren, 10, that says 100. Well, I don't know.
Like, I was thinking 40 to 50.
For an event, yeah. Right? Like,
yeah. Yeah. So I was thinking 40 to 50.
Like a wedding intimate, kind of. I don't know.
Yeah. And there was going to be 10 TikTokers. And I'm telling you, we get there, and Jared and I, we literally were sitting amongst the TikTokers, but nobody was considering us TikTokers with our 100,000 followers on TikTok. Mm-hmm. We were just like guests of Paramount, which was quite sweet because literally Jared is like the most outspoken fan of all their movies. 100%. So they're just like,
he's like, you know, the Paramount allowed ambassador.
Yeah, I know.
Unpaid.
Okay. Unpaid. He doesn't care. He'll work for free internship for Jared Haven.
Yep. That's how I am with you guys. McDonald's. We were with these.
Yeah, that's so true. So we were with these TikTokers. Like, you guys must know them. Colby?
Actually, I don't even know the names.
I don't know anyone on Cobby. TikTok except for
Cobby.
I met him at
most followed TikToker in the world.
Yeah, I met him in Rome for when I did FastX. He's the most wonderful human being. I'm almost positive he's very nice. Cobby. This is so sad. See, like, I'm not on TikTok. So
yeah. So I mean, we were with all these people that had like at least like 100 million followers. Okay, right, we had 100,000. They have 100 million.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's fast forward to the exciting part. So yeah. Tom is late, and
wait, how many
he's like
people
an hour
were
and a half
10?
Late? Oh, there was 10. Yes, there was literally 10 TikTokers. And then there was like it was a whole production because, you know, it's going on TikTok. I think it's probably on TikTok now. Yes, it would be because the movie came out already. Mm-hmm. And, so everybody's been there for about 2 hours because they told the influencers to get there like a half an hour early because they're on TikTokers time, which of course they just all show up late. Mm-hmm. So we have been sitting there for about 2 hours, which no complaints. We're getting to know them and talking to everybody. And it's like, I'm just like very nervous. And I kept thinking about you, Naz, and how, like, I don't know how you do this for a living because I get so nervous waiting for celebrities to enter a room.
Really?
Yes. I don't know how you don't.
I think you would. I didn't know that about you. I feel like you're so effervescent and like excited to like meet people you're fans of.
Excited, yes, but it's overdone by nerves, and I'm good with them once I'm actually talking to them, but I get so freaked out with like the waiting for who's going to come through the door.
I would shit my pants every
time.
Like, no, literally, the poop would be just hanging on.
Yeah. Anticipatory anxiety yes. is actually the worst.
Yes.
Yes. So when we were at the 80 for Brady premiere and we weren't sure if we were going to meet him, it was all chaos, all crowds. And then like his door opens and we only have like 30 seconds to be like, oh my God, it might be happening. Yeah. That works best for me. Whereas like when you're waiting in a room.
Yeah. I'm just like in a quiet room. I prefer to meet a celebrity when it's just, you know. I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, the like slightest maybe, chance that it might not happen, which makes no sense.
Exactly. So but funny. Like when you're with 10 TikTokers and everybody in the crew, they came over and told us, like, you will get a picture with him. They said picture. They didn't say like a moment. So I was just big on the picture. But like whatever, you're going to like meet him in some sense.
Right, right.
And you got 2 hours to contemplate it and what you're going to say and all that. So anyway, okay. He finally walks to the door and he's the most Tom Cruise ever. Oh I think, I mean, Laura knows everything about this and Naz knows some parts. I've texted her. So
yeah, but I can't wait to hear more about this.
Okay. Because Naz is now a Tom Cruise fan because she's heard.
Yes. Let me just say real quick. I've never interviewed Tom. And to be quite transparent, I never cared to interview Tom because I don't like when people bandwagon and act. And growing up, I wasn't like, oh my God, Tom Cruise movie. I have to see it. Like, I just was never that person. Mm-hmm. And there's another host at my company that always does the Tom interviews. And I literally so indifferent, you know, I'm like, I have no like desire. Yeah. And seeing this man do press, and Ashley, I'll let you tell the whole story, but just seeing this man do press for this specific Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1
so
film.
So not so much as last year?
Me having done the research on this film to promote it, like on Today's Show podcast and other things. And really, like, I finally took the time to read through the extent of what this man, Tom Cruise, does to thrill audiences. And then I watched the interview that they did in Rome, which I'll tell you more about that after you tell your story. like my company's host that did it. Her name's Nikki. She did a great interview with him, and he is the most fucking loveliest person.
Yeah.
Where I was like, oh, I literally now I'm like, put me in, coach. Like, I want to fucking interview mm-hmm. Tom next. Yeah. Like, I think him and I would have a great combo. But anyways,
oh my God, you guys would have so much fun. Okay. So it comes in and it's so crazy because it's like a quietish room at first and people are just chatting, you know, you've like kind of gotten used to like the room tone, and then he walks in and it's so like scary. Everything yeah. goes silent.
Oh,
and
God.
It's honestly as if the president comes in the room and he's wow. going up to every single person who he walks by and saying, hello, I'm so, how are you doing today? Like, it truly like asks, like, how are you? Like, you good? And then like, and he goes, I'm sorry, I'm late. And then he comes up to the influencer group. So it's just like 10 of us like sitting there. Mm-hmm. And he goes, how are you guys doing? He's like, you good? Good, good. I am so sorry that I am late. I had some important business to deal with and I apologize. But let's have some fun. You know,
do we think that's true, or do you think it's like
the business,
part of the building of the allure? Yeah. And I only ask because having done Met Gala 3 times, Rihanna is always an hour after everyone else. It's
really
insane. But it's kind of like her, it's like a part of her allure, mm-hmm. you know, it's like she, I think it creates this sort of like grander,
I feel like
energy
Tom,
around someone.
Not knowing him at all, but my guess is that he's a very prompt, organized human being. So I feel like yeah. this, there was business to attend to here.
I do agree. Think there was
I
business to attend
you,
to.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
And I know this
yeah.
because the publicists were a little annoyed, like his team, not his personal team, but I think like the Paramount side
yeah.
of it. They were a little annoyed that he spent so much time with Jared and I when we get to that point in the story.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
I was just going to say, I love that you guys met him because he is, I think he is the king of the, first of all, the summer box office, the box office in general. Spielberg said that he saved the box office yeah. with Top Gun Maverick last year. Yeah. But the extent of what he goes through to thrill audiences is insane. And he knows that it's all about the fans and he does it all yeah. for us. So he takes the time to talk to everyone because yeah. he knows mm-hmm. that's the reason he is where he yeah. is.
I know.
And he doesn't want any, I don't think he would ever want anyone to have a bad experience. We've talked about this before. Remember the red carpet interview? If no one, if you're listening to this, you
oh my God,
it, it's so
Jared
funny.
And I have been quoted
because you're
it constantly.
Yeah,
constantly.
I always quote it with Jared.
Yeah. And Lord and I,
he got pranked on the red carpet. You're
why?
A jerk.
Now, why would
hey,
you,
why
do
you do that?
Now, why would you do
why
that?
Why would you do that?
He was now.
Because he's never had someone other... hate him before. Is that why?
No, I have such a bigger
no,
appreciation for that moment now because what he was doing, and we didn't even know, but he mm-hmm. was giving everyone right. an interview. This guy was probably like, who the hell knows what outlet he was working for? And all of a sudden he squirts
right.
him with a
yeah,
water
no,
bottle or like a little squirt
a
gun.
Water gun or something.
Of course he's going to react like that. He's giving his precious time. So, all right. So what we do is we listen to the Q&A, which is truly fascinating and thrilling because like Naz said, like he's so invested in what he does and like everything is researched and planned out. And there's like so many, you guys can go back and watch the TikTok Q&A. Like there's so many like pieces of wisdom to pull from it. And then afterward, they're like, okay, we're going to get the influencers here for a group picture. Mm-hmm. And we're like, okay, well, still grateful for the group picture, you know, and we have
but
tomorrow,
like, I want my own.
You know, we're,
right.
we have the red carpet tomorrow to like have a moment,
right.
whatever. So
totally.
I like am brave and I'm trying to make eye contact with him and smile and he's looking at me and he's smiling right back. And I'm like, what in the world is this
oh my
man?
God.
I know.
Ashley,
so nice.
I'm so happy that you have, because your experience, first of all, I love that Jared loves the Toms, like Tom Brady, Tom
Ashley
Cruise.
Just
and
really
Rob
jumps
Thomas.
On all the Toms. Yeah.
And
I
Rob
just,
Thomas.
I jump on Dog
Jared's fandoms.
Yeah.
I didn't think of the Thomas and Rob.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, the fact that you guys met Brady, and I know it was like quick, but it was still so amazing. But this just sounds like next level.
It,
like,
it was like
better.
Insane. So, okay. we take the group picture.
How tall is Tom next to you?
Jared kept bringing this up. He's definitely like a shorter guy, but when you're next to him, you don't go, "Oh my God, this is such a short man." Like, I think
probably
he
like five,
realize,
7'8".
I think he's like, I think like if you look it up, I think it says like he's 5'6". He definitely didn't feel, he was not shorter than me whatsoever. So it's definitely a true 5'6", if that's the case. Maybe he had like lifts in there, but he definitely didn't come across as short. Maybe it's because of the 5'7". 5'7". Okay, probably is 5'7".
We love a short king. We love a short king. Like,
short kings have the biggest cocks.
Lauren was with a short king once, and he did have a big.
I'm exiting the chat. This is hurting my career, my professional.
Talking about Lauren and this one specific incident she had with a very short man. Okay. So we take the group picture, and he is talking to this influencer next to me. She seems very sweet girl. She probably in her early 20s, probably doesn't have a huge like sentimental tie to him, and definitely was paid to be there, as Jared and I think were the only people that weren't paid to be there. But then again, maybe I'm totally wrong, but I'm pretty darn sure. And it's okay. I don't need to be paid for one of the greatest moments of my life. So then I make eye contact. Jared is a Jared, and he goes up to the host of the Q&A, who's like a TikToker who specializes in movies. He's like, "I just wanted to say, like, you did a great job hosting this, blah blah blah. I've seen your work before."
Was it Juju who I hosted with?
He's got a weird TikTok name.
Straw Hat. Like a train.
Yes,
that's Juju. Yes.
Oh, that's him.
Yeah,
With a guy named something with really curly hair.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know who the guy with curly hair is, but he's hosting the Oppenheimer premiere in the UK right now, currently.
Oh,
but
Juju
was my co-host for Fast X in Rome, and he's
fantastic.
Oh, no
way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he seemed nice.
Straw Hat Goofy. Huge fan
of his. Straw Hat Goofy. Strange name, yes.
Strange name.
I got to ask him where that comes from.
So anyway, Jared strikes up this mild conversation with him, and I'm like in my fangirl element. I'm like, "Jared, this is not the time to strike up conversation with anyone, because you know Jared, he'll get like soaked into a conversation and like he won't pull himself away because he's being very polite."
Yeah.
So I see that this girl next to Tom backs away. And for a few seconds, Tom Cruise has no one around him, and he's honestly looking around the room as if he's welcoming conversation. So I went right up to him. And aww. I go, "Hi, Tom. I'm Ashley. Is there any chance? Can I share a quick story with you?" And then I look to the right, and there's Jared.
Loved that you said quick story rather than quick picture, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Because everyone's always like, "Can I have a picture?"
Quick picture.
And it's so,
yeah.
Like,
it's like, just tell me a story.
Human.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or just like connect, you know?
Yeah, I guess so. You know, he says in the moment, he said he wants to finish his communication.
Yes.
So So I start telling him how when Jared and I first met, I said real quickly, I was like, we were on The Bachelor. We met in a group setting. Our first few days were together. And he started quoting the Jerry Maguire scene where it was like, and then I passed it over to Jared and he was like, "You know where you go. I'm looking for my wife." And I was like, he didn't just do like a stereotypical line. Like he did like the whole scene. And I said, "I have to be that man's wife." So then fast forward to our wedding where we actually did the reading of the scene in front of everyone. And then he's just like the most like, I don't even know. He's just like so receptive when he's listening. He's like, "This is awesome. This is such a cool story. Thank you so much for sharing this with me."
I want to love Tom Cruise. I'm Tom Cruise's biggest fan now. I fucking love him. Because that's how I am. It's like when you're talking to someone, be present.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's so rare. And that's honestly the key to his success is it's so rare. And when you get someone that's just locked in on you, it makes you feel seen, and he probably looks everyone in the eye. Mm-hmm. Like, that's so lovely.
Yeah. So nice. So much eye contact.
Wait, I want to know how Jared was
okay,
feeling.
So then I like kind of like let Jared take over. That's basically just what I wanted to say. Mm-hmm. And then Jared starts saying about like how like much his movies have meant to him from like childhood and on. And he goes, "I'm going to choke up now," which was like,
oh,
so sweet. He
goes, "Jared said that?"
But yeah, in front of him, he goes, "But we have an 18-month-old and I can't wait to watch your movies with him."
Oh my God. And I'm going to cry.
Wait, no, I'm going to cry. Did you
and
cry?
And then Tom was like, "You do? That's awesome." He's like, "That's just great. You two of you are married. It's wonderful." And then like, And then he, and then this is when, like, the sound, so, like, the, all the publicists were kind of getting annoyed with us because, one, we were, like, not really even supposed to be chatting. We were just supposed to take the group picture and go.
Well, he stuck around.
He was obviously an hour and a half already delayed in his day.
Right.
So they were, like, really kind of getting on us.
Yeah.
And then, and he multiple times was like, it's okay. It's okay. It's like, no, no, no. And then there was this one time, guys, where he was just like, I would like to finish my communication with them. I'm in the middle of a communication. And I was like, this is
a communication.
I know. Only Tom Cruise would say that instead of that, instead of like a conversation.
Like, I'm talking to them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now we know what the C in Cruise stands for.
Communication.
It was really meant like he was like connecting. He's like kind of what he wanted. It wasn't like we're talking. It's like we're connect. We're having a moment.
Yeah.
Okay. So then I ended up finishing kind of telling him how, like, oh, I said that how before the vow, like the reading at the thing, I was like, my friend said, Ashley's always tried to find a man like a Tom Cruise character, like someone who's like passionate and like smart and charismatic. And that's what I found in Jared and blah, blah, blah. And then he said, like, this makes me so happy that like my films can help inspire romances like this.
Can you,
it's
you
just
like
so
you
silly.
Wouldn't be able to write a better line yep. that you guys would have wanted to receive
right?
from yeah. the Tom Cruise. Mm-hmm.
Like I that, know.
That just like is the ultimate validation from the short king.
Yeah, it was so amazing. And then we just kind of like left it. And he was just like, you guys are amazing. He said this, which I don't know what this is, the fucking craziest thing we've ever heard in our lives. And this is when we were like, we must back off. We yeah. have to leave now. He goes, the world needs more people like you guys.
Oh my God. More people who
I
love
don't know
me.
Why? I
are
think
you
it was,
kidding? I'm
I don't,
obsessed
yeah, people
with
who
him.
Love me. Yeah. And it's probably just because like we were so willing to like, just like kind of be vulnerable with somebody that we didn't really like. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, that,
just...
I mean, that's the magic of you in general and who you are to your core is you're just like so vehemently like passionate about the things you're passionate about.
Yeah.
And that's how Tom is. Like, yeah. I feel like I'm like that, you know, when you're
yeah.
just like, I don't
yeah,
care.
Yeah, yeah.
I fucking love this.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's how Tom is. Yeah, and I yeah. bet he like saw yeah, that in you guys, you know, where he's like, fuck yeah, you guys yeah. love me and yep. you came and you got married yeah. and you said this and you
talked about
and,
me. Yes, yeah.
The world needs more people.
All right. So that was that. And then Jared and I
what
literally left. Like
Tom
our
Cruise
hands
story.
Were like shaking. We're like, how do we come down from this? This is amazing.
Wow. That like, reminds me of like finally when you, I mean, whatever, like you got the text back, you're going on a date or you just yeah. had a great date and you can
yes.
eat whatever you want after that. You're going to go
yeah,
home.
Like,
yes. You're so happy. You can finally
yeah.
drink, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah it goes like the way you want it. It's like me after a yep. red carpet. I'm like, it's like my McFlurry.
Exactly.
Moment.
It's your McFlurry
yeah.
moment.
Well, yeah. We got McDonald's yeah. on the way home mm-hmm. to Rhode Island the next day as like a big celebratory moment as well. Because the next day,
McDonald's,
and I'll make this really short.
Me.
But this was really cool to observe as well. So at the premiere, when we're checking in as press, they kind of give you the lowdown. We were told to arrive at 3:45, even though the movie wasn't supposed to start at till 8. And so they go, so Tom's going to...
3:45?
3:45. And they
For a
go...
a movie that starts at 8?
Yes. So they say, okay, so here's how it's going to go. Tom is going to go around and say hello to every single fan in the pits. So, yeah, he comes, he arrives, he starts saying hello to the fans in, like, these fan pits. He does truly take at least, like, an hour and a half to do so. And then when he first arrives and he's saying hello to the fans that are directly across from the press area, he sees Jared and I, and he goes, you guys are great. You look amazing.
You
look cool.
He
and I was
is
like,
the
oh
most
my
hypiest
God.
Hype person.
Yeah, I
you
know.
You guys are amazing.
I was like, what? You guys are awesome. No. You guys are awesome. You look cool. It's like, then Jared and I again were like, do we just turn around? Like, why are we
yeah.
going to talk to him anymore? This is the most incredible experience. And like 2.5 hours later,
oh
we finally,
God.
He finally gets us. We are. I would say a little bit, we are last in the press line, okay? But his publicist still comes over and says, you guys can get one question. Please make it one question. We're like, that's totally fine. He's
yeah.
given us so much time yesterday. Like, we are very happy. And yeah. he comes up and he's just like, he literally gives us more compliments. And you can see it on my Instagram. He goes, "You guys look fantastic." And I'm like, "What?" He complimented my $7 Forever 21 earrings.
Oh,
and
no.
Then Jared asked him a question. You guys can see it. My $7 Forever 21 earrings. And then Jared asked one question about like who his hero is, because he's so many other people's heroes. And then that was it.
Oh my God, that's such a good question. What did Tom say? I'm sorry.
You'll have
so
to
tired.
Go on my Instagram.
Oh,
is it up right now?
Okay.
No, it'll be up later today. It's Thursday, guys.
Okay. I was like, how did I miss that?
So he did two and a half hours on the carpet before you of interviews.
He arrived at 8. He ended up getting on the carpet at, I want to say it was 5, and he didn't get off of it until maybe 8:15. Yeah, 8:15.
What's amazing about Tom stops and talks to every single person.
Yeah,
which is a lot of actors don't do.
Yeah,
that.
No, definitely yeah. not.
So, it's so amazing. I love him.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, so now after this conversation, we must wrap the podcast up with Naz's meeting of Ryan Gosling, because I got literal butterflies
watching your interview with him a couple times.
Like,
I was like,
I know, that's what I said. I watched it a couple times and I couldn't tell whether or not I should keep watching Margot or Ryan, and I kept going back and forth. And you have to watch it multiple times to really like suck it in, because Margot is like acting as if she's your best friend and being like,
no,
oh my gosh,
she's like, you know Naz,
yeah,
we go to dinner.
Naz, yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's So literally what happened was I did our Fandango big ticket interview for Barbie, which obviously was like major. Mm-hmm. It was like one of the first sit downs, exclusive interviews with the cast. And it did so well that at the junket, a junket is when all press is sort of invited.
Yeah.
And it's not like its own exclusive.
Is it because you asked like the question about the feet, which went like viral?
No. So much to say. So I did the Barbie interview in April, actually, like way, way ahead of time.
Okay.
And it didn't come out until tickets went on sale. And then at the junket where all press is invited, I was only supposed to interview Greta, mm-hmm. because I had already gotten most of the mm-hmm. cast.
Yeah.
Even though I didn't get Ryan, but yeah. like, you know, they only have so much time for so many people.
Yeah.
And we already get like so much time, you know, and I'm like so lucky to like get that time. It's like a 15-minute sit down. So, but because the interview like was so great, apparently, they were like, we're going to give you like a little time
with
everyone.
The April one or the junket
again,
with Greta?
The April one. Okay. The April one at the junket.
Okay.
And I was so proud of myself, because I was like, oh my God, now I get to talk to Ryan.
Yeah.
Like, this is so cool. I thought I was only going to get to like really interview Greta, which I actually got emotional with Greta, and I'll tell you guys about that. And I've never like gotten emotional like during an interview.
Oh my God.
But the camera wasn't rolling.
Oh, okay.
So I'm so excited to see Margot again, because I've interviewed her 4 times now, and she truly is, from my experience, like the most beautiful person inside and out, like such a girl's girl, mm-hmm. like so loving, so open, so warm, so hypey, mm-hmm. like how you were describing Tom mm-hmm. Cruise. Cause like at the end of the big ticket interview, the camera stopped rolling, but they kept it in the interview. If you watch the end, and all of them started clapping, mm-hmm. and like Kate McKinnon was like, that was masterful. And I was like, oh my God. And then, Margot goes, you have the real attributes of a Barbie. Mm-hmm. Like, you are a Barbie. And I was like, oh my God. and I didn't think that they were going to keep that in, cause it was like after the camera stopped rolling, it's like that moment after. So anyways, I love Margot so much, and I love interviewing her. And so during the junket, you sit outside the room and you wait for someone to come out, you know, mm-hmm. until it's your turn. And like someone comes
which
out.
Which also
says,
such
okay.
a nerve-wracking moment in my perspective, but yes.
It is, totally, because I'm like, I hope I remember everything I want to say or whatever. And so a person comes out who has obviously been working on this project and was at my first interview. And he's like, who's next? And he's like, oh, Naz. And he goes, Margo's going to be so excited to see you.
Oh,
and
my
gosh. Was like, did he just say
that? So
like
crazy.
He was like, so fabulous. And he goes, oh my God. He goes, she's going to be so excited to see you. And I was like, okay. So I was already going in so excited. Yeah. And they were like, the camera starts rolling. As soon as you walk in, the camera's already rolling, which isn't something that they normally do. I think they did that because Ryan was giving out gifts to everyone.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And so,
that's so nice.
In my head, I was like, oh, I got to ask my questions. I got to get it out because, you know, they're trying to move the day along and this is like a big movie. Yeah. And so I walk in and Margo's just like, oh my God, like you look, oh my God, I think I just broke my mic. I walk in and Margo's like, oh my God, like you look amazing. And I obviously was like so present with her because like I had just heard like she's going to be so excited to see you.
So were you
like,
even looking at Ryan?
No. I wasn't even looking at Ryan. I'm just strictly looking at Margo because I love her. I'm obsessed with her. And I had just seen the movie and I was like, I'm so proud of you because I know how much like work she's put into this because her company produced it.
Yeah.
And she was like, did you see the movie? Like, I can't wait to hear your thoughts. But in my head, I was like, I got to tell you later. I only have 4 minutes to ask you questions. And like the camera's rolling. And I didn't realize until I got the footage back after that Ryan goes, oh my God. Cause I was so talking to Margo and I look at, and then it wasn't until I sat down and I was like, woo. I was like, wow. I was like, hi, Ryan Gosling. I'm not surprised.
Wow.
And this man, I was so nervous to meet him. Probably as nervous as Jared was to meet Tom because all the movies I love, like whether it's Drive or La La Land, like I'm like, if any of this goes the way, just a different way or the energy's off, I can't watch these movies that I love so much in the same way.
Yeah.
Like, cause now I've met Ryan, who to me is like the romantic lead. And this man, you guys, is walking charisma. His smile, like the way he talks, the way he is, like, I think if him and Brad are just like sort of neck and neck now for me, I think Brad Pitt will always be number one because that man is aging like no other human on this planet. Yep. Mm-hmm. But Ryan, and he's just cool. Like Brad is laid back and he is not trying at all. But Ryan is like, hey, like I'm cool, but like, hey, like, I don't know. I can't describe it. It's a feeling like it's indescribable. And I absolutely loved meeting him. And I can't wait to share the rest of that like short interview with him. But me, him and Margo had such a good time together. And I just couldn't believe that he said like, oh my God. And that I looked amazing. I was like, did Ryan Gosling
say that? Oh my God.
So he was referring
because
to
no one
like,
else dressed the part for the interviews. Yeah. Or...
No, people dressed up, but I guess they just like loved my outfit. But he like looks up and down and he goes, oh my God. And I was like, oh my God.
Well, what does he say? I think he says something when she's right next to him. Like, hello. What does he say that like is very nerve wracking and sexy? He says something in that clip. It wasn't, oh my God. It was
right when I walk in, you mean?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Amazing. Oh, I'm so proud of you.
He says, oh my God.
Did you watch the movie now?
I did last night. Oh,
Ryan right there. Oh, it's amazing.
Well, it's just his speaking voice.
Yeah, it's really what did it for
me. That's amazing. Yeah, yeah.
Laura, it's not Harry Styles.
No, but it's like the tone.
So exciting. All right. So great week for everyone. Hey, Lauren.
Next week, I'll tell you about meeting Leonardo DiCaprio.
Wait, Lauren, if you manifest that, I will actually die. And we should name this episode Meeting Tom and Ryan.
We should actually. Also, we should name it Meeting Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah.
Do you know what's so? No, because then people won't know what it is. That'll be next week's episode. What was I going to say? I also love the fact that I can't just say Ryan. I have to say Ryan Gosling.
Yeah. Right?
Like, you have to say his first and last name.
Yeah,
right?
He's one of those.
Anyway.
Yeah, wait, Lauren. That's really funny. I have to leave with this one question. Naz, when the new Scorsese and Leo movie come out and you probably interviewed them.
Killers of the Flower Moon. Oh, I hope I get to cover that.
I'm like so concerned because, well, you will have met Leo and I named my child after him.
I don't know if I'll get to, I didn't cover Oppenheimer. I'd really love to cover Dune because that's Austin Butler, Chalamet, Zendaya, Denis Villeneuve, who's like Florence Pugh, who I think is like the coolest person ever. I've never interviewed any of that. Well, that's not true. I've interviewed Florence and Zendaya, yeah, but not Tom and Austin. And I would love, love, love to do Killers of the Flower Moon. Yeah. Not even so much for Leo, which you would think I would. Obviously, I want to meet Leo.
You want to meet Scorsese.
I know. Like, I get it. Really want to meet.
But Naz, what if you have a
I want to meet Marty, and I want to be able to call him Marty. Like, I hope we're like friends. And I could say, what up, Marty?
I can't imagine meeting. Lauren and I both say we shouldn't ever meet Leo.
Probably should. I don't think you guys should because of your love for Titanic so much.
Yeah.
I don't think you should meet Leo. No. I don't know.
Because, like, what am I going to get out of it? Like, we're not going to get married. So, like, all I'm going to do.
I mean, you never know.
Yeah. I'm not married.
You never
yet.
Know if I'm not going to get married.
It's not married.
Lauren's not married yet. Leonardo Iaconetti.
How would Hunter ever
how
deal
does that
with
Leonardo
work?
Iaconetti?
How the fuck does that work?
I don't know. It was just something I was throwing around in my head.
Lauren DiCaprio. But Lauren, could you imagine how DiCaprio. Hunter would respond to you having to interview Leo or just meeting Leo?
I was at Leo's table at Butter in New York when I was 19 years old, so that technically counts. But
yeah, but did you didn't say anything to him?
No, I knew my place and I just sat there.
Yeah.
Wait, when was this?
Like when Lauren's like real going out
club rat days. He was always at the club.
At the club.
Yeah, she saw him multiple times out, but like.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not good.
I wish you guys lived here so we could like go to stuff together. Like, I wish you guys could come to stuff with me.
Yeah, well, that would be nice. Welcome. But here we are. Too.
Or we could all go to stuff together. It'd be so much more fun.
Yeah. All right. See you guys.
I love you guys.
All right. Back to real life.
Here we go.
Love you. Bye. All right. Bye. I don't get it. Podcast.